automatic subtitles and transcript-based editing infrastructure. A technical guide to automatic subtitles and transcript-based video editing infrastructure. Audio extraction, diarized transcripts, subtitle timing, text cuts, AI context, validation, provenance, and render-ready captions. Subtitles are not just an overlay. Automatic subtitles look simple from the outside. Upload a video, wait for speech recognition, and draw text over the frame. That surface is useful, but it understates the infrastructure required for a product-grade video transcription editor. Captions need accurate timing. Transcript-based editing needs stable text ranges that can become timeline operations. AI editing needs dialogue context, speaker turns, silent spans, and confidence signals. Rendering needs subtitle style, safe areas, sidecar files, burned-in captions, and export verification. Subtitles are not just an overlay. VibeChopper treats subtitles and transcripts as shared editing infrastructure. The same uploaded media can produce audio artifacts, transcript segments, speaker labels, searchable dialogue, automatic captions, text-driven cuts, AI edit context, and render-ready subtitle output. That means the transcript cannot live as a loose blob of text beside the project. It has to be tied to user ownership, source media, clip timing, timeline state, object storage paths, and the media graph. Subtitles are not just an overlay. This matters because the market has trained users to expect more than static captions. Descript made text-based editing familiar. CapCut, Veed, Capwing, Riverside, Clipchamp, and Opus Clip normalized automatic captions for online video workflows. Premiere Pro, DaVinci Resolve, and Final Cut Pro users expect caption output that survives professional review and export. The developer challenge is to combine approachable automatic subtitles with timeline-grade correctness. Subtitles are not just an overlay. A credible automatic subtitle system is therefore a data system. It starts with audio extraction and transcription, but the durable value comes from how the product stores, normalizes, edits, renders, and verifies the resulting timed text. The audio to transcript pipeline. The pipeline begins when the editor has a source video that belongs to an authenticated user and project. The browser may extract audio early so the experience feels immediate, while the server can also derive audio later from the original file for repair or fallback. Either path should promote the audio artifact into project-owned media state instead of treating it as a temporary side effect. The audio to transcript pipeline. From there, the transcription provider returns text with timing. For a video editor, segment timing is not enough by itself. The system should preserve start time, end time, speaker identity when available, text, provider metadata, language, confidence signals, source audio reference, source video reference, and processing status. Word-level timings are especially valuable because the user may select a phrase in the transcript and expect the timeline to follow. The audio to transcript pipeline. Diarization adds another layer. Speaker labels help creators search interviews, build social clips, remove rambling setup, and preserve the right answer in a rough cut. They also help AI planning. A prompt like, "cut to the customer when they mention onboarding," becomes much easier to ground when speaker turns, transcript text, and frame summaries can be assembled into one scoped context snapshot. The audio to transcript pipeline. The normalizer is the quiet part of the system. It converts provider-specific output into the product's transcript contract.
It handles punctuation quirks, segment splitting, speaker label continuity, timestamp precision, missing confidence values, unsupported languages, and retry metadata. A provider can change shape, but the transcript panel, AI planner, subtitle renderer, and media graph should still consume the same internal structure. The transcript is an editor surface. Once text has timing, the transcript becomes part of the editor, not only a read-only aid. Users expect to search for a phrase, click a sentence, jump the playhead, select a speaker turn, remove a repeated line, create captions, and ask the AI assistant to tighten a spoken section. Each of those actions depends on a reliable mapping from text to media time. The transcript is an editor surface. The UI can be friendly, but the data path underneath should be strict. A transcript row should know which video or timeline source it came from. A selected range should resolve to concrete segment IDs and time boundaries. A playhead jump should use media time that can be translated into current clip or timeline position. A search result should keep enough context that a user can decide whether the match belongs in the final edit. The transcript is an editor surface. The biggest design trap is pretending the transcript is the timeline. It is not. It is a timed representation of speech from source media or a rendered sequence. The timeline may contain trims, speed changes, gaps, overlays, music, and repeated clips. Transcript-based editing has to reconcile text ranges against a current timeline before it mutates anything. That reconciliation is what separates a useful video transcription editor from a text area with a delete button. The transcript is an editor surface. For VibeChopper, the transcript panel also feeds natural language editing. A creator can select dialogue and ask for a tighter cut. The AI layer can see the selected transcript range, nearby speaker turns, clip state, frame descriptions, and available tools. The model can suggest the edit, but the product still validates and executes timeline commands. From text selection to timeline cut. Editing video by text sounds direct. Select words and remove them. The implementation is more careful. The product first maps the selected words to transcript segments and word time ranges. It then determines which source video and which timeline clips contain those times. It checks whether the range crosses clip boundaries, whether the selection starts or ends too close to an existing edit, whether linked audio and video should move together, and whether ripple behavior is allowed. From text selection to timeline cut. Only after that reconciliation can the system produce native timeline commands, such as split, trim, delete, ripple close, or create a reviewable edit run. If the selected text maps to media that is not currently on the timeline, the product may offer a source preview instead of a destructive cut. If the transcript was generated from a previous render rather than the source clip, the system has to know that too. The origin of the transcript changes the safety of the operation. From text selection to timeline cut. This is why transcript-based editing belongs near the same validation layer as AI tool calls. A text selection is another kind of user intent. It still has to pass ownership checks, schema checks, media lookup, timeline bounce checks, duplicate request protection, and stale state handling. The transcript can propose a time range, but the editor owns the timeline mutation. From text selection to timeline cut. Auditability is useful here.
If a text edit removes a sentence, the project should be able to record the selected transcript range, resolved clip IDs, generated split points, resulting tool events, and updated timeline state. When a user reviews the edit later, the product can explain why the cut happened and which words drove it. Automatic caption output has multiple targets. Subtitles have at least three product targets. First, the editor preview needs live caption display so the creator can review timing and style. Second, export may need burned-in captions for social platforms where users watch muted video. Third, professional or accessibility workflows may need sidecar files, such as SRT or WebVTT. A strong architecture supports all three without forking the transcript truth. Automatic caption output has multiple targets. The preview target is interactive. It needs fast lookup by playhead time, safe area layout, readable styling, speaker-aware display choices, and a way to show what will happen after timeline trims. The renderer should avoid unreadable caption density and should expose style controls as product state rather than hidden CSS. If captions are part of the final creative output, their style needs to be saved with the project. Automatic caption output has multiple targets. The burned-in render target is deterministic. The server-side compositor needs exact text, timing, style, video dimensions, font choices, positioning, and clip timing after edits. If a timeline cut removed a phrase, the burned-in subtitle should not resurrect it. If the user changed caption color or placement, the export should preserve it. Subtitle rendering is part of the same contract as effects, transitions, overlays, and audio mix. Automatic caption output has multiple targets. The sidecar target is a data export. SRT and WebVTT are not visual renders, they are timed text artifacts. They should include normalized timing and text from the same transcript or caption state used by the editor. Their provenance should identify the source project, language, transcript version, and export time. That lets a user or downstream platform know what the sidecar represents. Transcript provenance and versioning. Transcript state changes over time. A user may correct a name, merge speaker labels, split a segment, remove filler words, translate captions, or regenerate a transcript after a cleaner audio extraction. The architecture needs versioning rules so those changes do not corrupt existing edits. Transcript provenance and versioning. A practical model distinguishes raw provider output, normalized transcript segments, user-edited transcript text, caption styling, and timeline edit history. Raw output is useful for debugging and retry comparison. Normalized segments are the main product surface. User edits are corrections and creative decisions. Caption styling belongs to the visual output. Timeline operations remain separate from transcript text even when text selection triggered them. Transcript provenance and versioning. Versioning also protects AI workflows. If an AI edit run used transcript version 3 to plan a rough cut, the run should record that fact. If the user later corrects the transcript, the old run remains explainable. A future review pass can decide whether updated transcript text should change the cut, but the product should not silently rewrite history. Transcript provenance and versioning. The media graph makes this easier. A transcript belongs to source media or a timeline render. Caption exports belong to transcript and style versions. Render artifacts belong to timeline and caption state. Feedback, repair, and AI planning can all refer to those records without guessing which text was current at the time. Transcripts as AI editing context.
For AI editing, transcripts are one of the highest value context sources in the project. They expose what was said, who said it, when it happened, where silence exists, where repetitions occur, and which phrases may matter for a title, hook, or social cut. Frame analysis can explain what the camera sees, but transcript context explains the story being told. Transcripts as AI editing context. The context snapshot should still be scoped. A model does not need the entire transcript for every task. If the user selected a clip, the snapshot can include nearby dialogue, speaker turns, silence spans, frame descriptions, current timeline state, and available tools. If the user asks for a subtitle style change, the snapshot can focus on caption settings and representative segments. If the user asks for a rough cut, the snapshot can include more structure, topic changes, high-energy quotes, filler words, and repeated sections. Transcripts as AI editing context. Structured output matters as much here as it does for any AI edit. The model can propose removing filler words, keeping a particular quote, inserting a subtitle emphasis, or cutting between speakers. But the product has to convert that proposal into validated operations. Transcript text is evidence for an edit, not a free pass to mutate the timeline. Transcripts as AI editing context. Provider fallback also becomes simpler when the transcript contract is stable. Different AI providers may prefer different prompt formats, but they can all receive the same normalized transcript facts. VibeChopper can use a provider harness to package those facts, validate the response, and record which provider influenced the edit run. Failure modes to design for. Automatic subtitles fail in predictable ways. Audio extraction can fail in the browser. A source file may finish uploading after the user has already started editing with partial artifacts. A transcription provider may return malformed timing, unsupported language metadata, missing speaker labels, or low-confidence text. Users may refresh mid-transcription, retry the same file, or correct transcript text while a render is queued. Failure modes to design for. A product grade system names those states. Audio can be pending, extracted, uploaded, repaired, failed, or superseded. Transcript jobs can be queued, running, complete, complete with warnings, failed, retrying, or stale because source media changed. Caption rendering can be preview ready, export ready, blocked by transcript state, or failed during compositor verification. The UI should show the creator what is usable now and what needs repair. Failure modes to design for. Item potency is important. Retrying a transcription job should not create duplicate transcript panels. Replaying a webhook should not duplicate segments. Retrying a caption export should return the existing artifact when the same transcript and style version already rendered. A duplicate text cut request should not delete the same speech twice. These are ordinary distributed systems problems wearing a media product costume. Failure modes to design for. The recovery path should preserve work. If provider transcription fails but server audio exists, the product can retry. If browser audio extraction fails but original upload completed, the server can repair. If deerization is then available, the transcript can still be useful without speaker labels. If word-level timing is missing, segment-level editing can remain available while phrase-precise cutting is disabled. What developer should build first? Start with the transcript data contract. Define source media references, segment IDs, text, start time, and time, speaker label, language, confidence, provider metadata, processing status, and version.
Decide whether word timings are required or optional. Decide how corrected text is stored without losing provider output. What developers should build first? Next, build the audio extraction and repair path. Browser extraction can make the product feel fast, but server repair gives the system a durable fallback when device capabilities, memory pressure, codecs, or permissions get in the way. The transcript pipeline should know which audio artifact it used and how to retry safely. What developers should build first? Then, build transcript-to-timeline reconciliation before building aggressive text editing features. Given a transcript range, the system should answer which source media it belongs to, which clips contain it, whether the range is on the current timeline, what command would be needed, and whether that command is safe. That logic is the foundation for edit video by text workflows. What developers should build first? After that, add automatic subtitle output. Preview captions, burned-in captions, and sidecar exports can share transcript state, but each has different requirements. Treat style and timing as saved product data. Treat render output as a verified artifact. Treat sidecar files as export artifacts with provenance. What developers should build first? Finally, feed the same transcript contract into AI planning. Do not build a separate prompt-only transcript path. The more product features share the same time text source of truth, the easier it becomes to make automatic subtitles, search, cuts, AI rough cuts, and render verification agree with each other. The final system. The finished creator experience is straightforward. Upload footage, VibeChopper extracts or repairs audio, generates a speaker-aware transcript, shows automatic subtitles, lets the user search and edit by dialogue, passes selected transcript context into AI edit runs, and renders captions through the same verified export path as the rest of the timeline. The final system. The engineering underneath is stricter than the surface. Transcript segments are user-scoped and media-scoped. Text selections are reconciled against canonical timeline state. AI plans cite transcript evidence but still pass validation. Caption styles are saved as project state. Rendered subtitle output and sidecar files keep provenance. Failures become visible processing states instead of silent loss. The final system. That is the infrastructure difference between automatic captions as a feature and transcript-based editing as a system. Captions help viewers understand the video. Transcripts help the editor understand the media. When those two paths share timing, provenance, validation, and render verification, the product can let creators edit by text without giving up timeline control.